That sucked. Okay, so maybe coming to Lauriendale wasn't the greatest idea. Okay, yeah, you're right. They did recognize me. I may have kind of seduced a certain elven prince the last time I was here. But how was I supposed to know who was getting married that day? He wasn't wearing a ring. Well, he was, but he had on so much jewelry. I just figured it was, like, cosmetic. Also, apparently elves wear special engagement necklaces instead of wedding rings, but I didn't know that. Anyway, I figured they'd be over that by now. It was like 2 whole years ago. Who holds a grudge that long? Okay, yeah, maybe a species that lives for thousands of years is more likely to hang on to things for a little longer, but still! Stripped and put in these weird floating manacles in the dungeon! This is unreasonable! I mean, the prince certainly wasn't coming. Hey, who's there? I see the ring on the door rattling. Oh, you got a cloak of invisibility on you. You busting out of here, buddy? Think you can get us out too? Ah, shit. Well, well, well. So Quick's footstabber, goblin spy and saboteur, bound in elven suspension manacles, completely at my mercy. Hey, lady. You will address me as Lady Nedwellio Lana Meliolia, Silver Arrow of Lauriendale.
Yeah, I won't be doing that. Elf names are just too long. I mean, who can remember?
Silence, filth! Perhaps my wand of discipline will teach you some manners.
Discipline, huh? I thought that whole get-up you got going on didn't really scream lady in the courtly kind of way. Unless elf fashion's taken a sharp turn towards leather straps in the last few years.
Wait, what are you doing? They're suspension cuffs, you diminutive little strumpet. As long as I possess the key, I can move them around freely. You, on the other hand, will remain locked in place wherever I put you. And right now, I want you in the middle of the room, where I can have free access to all of your little green body, and your pet orc can get a good view. You see your little cow here, Brute, jiggling as she struggles?
Cow? You and I are probably almost the same weight,
except that you are short and soft. Well, I am slender and graceful.
I've never gotten any complaints.
Now, the wand. Let me tell you how this particular piece of elven artifice works.
I think I get the picture already.
Ooh, but it can do so much more than just cause pain all over your body. With a mere mental command, I can make its touch create delicate little tickles as I brush it down your spine. Do a delightful tingling as it slides up your thighs.
Oh, wow.
Two sharp little stings on your nipples.
Neat trick.
Oh, but that's not all. You see, it has another function, often used when interrogation is necessary. But I thought it might be a bit of fun. After I touch you with it, when I ask a question, you will be compelled to answer truthfully.
Huh.
Huh? That is all you have to say.
I know. You think I'm some kind of spy or something, lady, but I'm a pretty open book. I don't got too many secrets.
Really? Perhaps we should test your claim. This orc you travel with, what is he to you?
Oh, he's my boy toy. My boyfriend.
And do you lay with him?
Yeah. We bone.
And do you do it often?
He fucks my brains out every chance we get.
Oh, this is fun. I would assume a crafty little minx like you is sleeping with his beast for his brute strength and the protection he offers. Right here, in front of him. Tell me, is that true?
Are you kidding me? It's the best sleigh I ever had.
Well, it was unexpected, but delicious. You say that not only have you lain with this monstrous creature, but that he has given you the greatest pleasure of your life. How embarrassed you must feel.
Why?
Because you just admitted you love coupling with a big smelly orc.
I would have just told you if you asked. And he's not smelly. He washes every day. I even help him sometimes. Especially with his great big... Stop that!
Wait, so you're telling me that this brute gives you more pleasure than my prince, Michael Lorien Bellinson did?
Oh! So you guys still got married? Aww.
Answer the question.
Yeah, he's a bit of fuck. Just stop zapping me! Now, don't get me wrong. Prince Mike was a good time. He don't live for 1,000 years or whatever without learning a new trick, but he was a little lacking in the size department, which is kind of a big deal for me.
Why, you? I will have you know that my husband's member is perfectly average for an elf. Our genitals are simply more compact than more vulgar species. As if some brutish massive member could ever compensate for the grace and skill of an elf lover.
Don't knock it till you tried it, Nady.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Huh?
Since you rutted with my husband, perhaps it is only fair that I force you to watch as I show your brute here pleasures he could never possibly take from your obscene little body.
Weren't you acting all grossed out earlier?
For the sake of your good and proper punishment, I am willing to debase myself.
Guess that explains you sneaking in here in an invisibility cloak.
Now, harlot, watch as I drive your brutish love to the heights of ecstasy before your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. I am going to pleasure your mate as you are left helplessly to watch. And all you have to say is okay.
I mean, I do like a good show. It would be nice if you unbound one of my hands so I could, you know, stir the cauldron a little bit. So that's a no then.
Once I am done applying the elvish arts of pleasure to your big green ape there, he will be utterly disinterested in your tawdry little body. Enjoy the show, little goblin. It will be the last sexual experience you ever receive from him.
You know where I come from? Calling somebody a big green ape right in front of them isn't exactly top-tier seduction. Before you get started, I'm going to let you in on a little secret about my orc. Come here.
Very well. What is it?
Closer. I gotta whisper it.
How very theatrical. Very well. What is the secret?
He likes it when you kiss him kind of like that.
Why, you insolent little savage!
Yeah, that's me. Anyway, you go ahead. Have a good time.
I believe I will. Now, you big muscle-bound beast, prepare your body for pleasures. It has never known my...
I think seeing a smooch got him going a little bit. You like that, babe?
I thought it was big before, but... It does not matter. Clearly, you like what you see, don't you, brute? Well, prepare yourself. Let me put my hands on you. Do you like that? My delicate hands caressing your mighty pole? The feeling of my cheek stroking up the underside of your cock as I look into your eyes? Do Do you like how gently my fingers slide under that big scrotum to lift and caress those great big balls? They're so very large. Do they contain a treat you could share with me?
What was... Oh, you are eager.
Patience, my boy. If you wanted to see that big meat stuff slap against my pretty elven face, you would have needed only wait another moment. Does that excite you? Seeing that massive brutish club of a cock batting against my pretty face? If you like that, you'll love what my tongue can do. But I think these balls need some attention too. My goodness, but they are large. I'll just set to see if I can fit one in my little elf mouth. Not by much, but it seems I can. Do you like that? Your balls each gently being sucked into my mouth, one after the other. And you do taste quite clean, actually. Perhaps your little goblin slut wasn't lying about you bathing. No, brute. It is time for you to feel true worlds of pleasure. I will now show you all this wand can do. Do you feel that tingling all over those big balls? Flowing across the back of your sack. Sliding across your taint. Feel the tingling as I take you into my mouth. I want you to look into my eyes as I slide my tongue all over the head of your giant cock.
You know what they say about turnabout, right, Nady?
How did you escape?
I lifted the keys right off you with my toe when you came in for that secret. Sorry it took so long, babe. But you try unlocking a cuff around your wrist with a key between your toes. You looked like you didn't mind that much, though. Good job on keeping us distracted, by the way. The old cock to the face bit. So, Nady, now that you're wearing the cuffs you had on me, and I got the key, I'm thinking, maybe you don't need that wand anymore.
Hey,
here you go, baby. Let's get those big strong arms free. You know, these extra big set of cuffs would look pretty great around a pair of elf thighs. Don't you think, babe?
You wouldn't. You would.
I gotta tell you, Nady. Some of this elf magic stuff is really starting to grow on me. These cuffs just let me put your arms up and out and lift your legs right off the floor. Just like that. Here you are. Arms off to the side and over your head. And your legs spread wide. Such an inviting sight.
So, what now? Are you going to violate me? Have your way with me as I hang here, helpless and exposed to your every salacious whim?
Violate? Nah, my man here is a real gentle orc, and that's not my style either.
Well, good. Yes, good.
The only way my man and I are going to get directly involved with you in a sexy kind of way As if you beg for it.
And what makes you think that would happen?
Maybe because you're so wet you've soaked through those little black panties. Oh, look at him blush. Anyway, babe, watching her slobbering all over you got me pretty hot. I need a dose of vitamin D.
Wait, what are you doing? You said...
I said I wouldn't touch you in a sexy kind of way. Right now, you're just going to be furniture. Now, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to sit here in your lap with my legs up on your thighs and my body resting on your tummy. And he's going to fuck me till I can't remember my own name. We're going to show you what a real fucking looks like. You want to join in at any point, you just say the word. Otherwise, you're welcome to just sit here looking over my shoulder as he blows open my gates with that big old battering ram.
How utterly depraved. I would never ask for you to drive that giant shaft into my prone body. Never.
Suit yourself. Give it to me, big boy. Yeah. Starting slow. Oh, I can feel it as it gets deeper and deeper.
It's so big. Where does it all go?
You wanna find out firsthand?
Never. I would never want such a vulgar thing inside me.
Is that why you're bucking your hips like you're the one getting fucked? Oh, yeah.
I am not.
Speed up. Liar. Oh, I'm not even moving and you're rocking me into his dick. Fuck. Give it to me, babe. Show this 1,000-year-old bitch what she's been missing all her life.
I don't know that I got another one in me. I want it.
Wait, what?
I want it.
I'm not so sure what we're talking about. What's it?
I...
Gotta say what you want real clearly for us brutes and savages to understand.
I want... I need...
Wiggling those skinny hips a lot. What an itch you need scratched.
I need you to take me. Use your steely scepter to part in my silken folds.
Okay, now I'm really lost. Are we still talking pussies and cocks, or...
I need your orc to fuck me. Mr. Orc, please. I've never felt such need. My loins feel like they are ablaze. Please, take me. Make me yours. Make me... What are you doing?
Just rolling over and getting turned around. I want to get a nice, close look as he wrecks that little pink elf pussy. Let's just pull these over to the side. Oh, wow. I've never seen a pussy this way.
Oh, goddess, please.
Here it is, big guy. I'll keep it spread open for you.
Oh, God.
Looks tight. Go slow, baby. How does it feel, matey?
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, yeah. Baby, maybe you better...
It hurts so good.
Oh, bit of a stretch after Prince Mike gone.
Oh, goddess. Oh, he's so much bigger.
Oh, he's stretching me out so wide, and I love it.
Wow, babe. You actually worked it all in there. Hold on for a sec, okay, babe? Better get used to all that orc meat.
I'm so... I can feel every little throb.
You know, Nady, I probably ought to feel pissed at you about how you treat my baby and me, but this is so fucking hot. I think maybe instead I'm just going to finger that pink little clit.
Goddess, no!
Wow, that didn't take long. And we're just getting started. Start giving it to her, baby. Yeah. Nice, long thrust. Let her feel the whole thing.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Oh, goddess.
Speed up, baby. I want you to show her what you can really do.
Please, I'm yours. Do whatever you want to me. Use me. Use me. Break me. Ruin me. Defile me. Destroy me.
Whoa. I think maybe she's working through some issues, dear.
I'm just a whore for your pleasure. Your little toy to fuck. Don't stop until you've poured all your lust into me. Pound me until there's nothing left.
Damn, girl. If I'd known you were hiding this level of freak inside, I'd have asked Mike to get you to join us. Oh, I almost forgot about the wand. So all I gotta do is think about how I want it to feel. Put it back right on your pink little joy buzzer here.
Wait, please wait. I'm so sensitive, I know. If you do that, I'll...
Gods and titans, I can feel every muscle in her body spasming. She's... that pussy's gonna milk you dry, huh, babe? Pull out before you come. Don't want to leave any surprise green buns in that little pink oven. When you're ready to, pull it out.
Oh!
Oh, shit, that's a lot of cum. Never heard an elf make sounds like that before. I think maybe Nady's gone bye-bye for a bit. Nady, honey, you gonna be okay?
Fuck.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Come on, help me get her down. Gently. Nady, I know it wasn't really what you planned on, but that was great. I hope getting to screw my guy makes this even. I'm, gonna go ahead and keep the cuffs and the wand and the invisibility cloak, seeing that's kind of our ticket out of here. You just lay down and, relax.
Oh, okay.
Come on, baby. Well, it's gonna be a bit tight, but I bet we can both fit in that cloak. I think the lockbox with all his stuff is down in that direction. Oh, yeah. And Nady, do me a favor. Tell Mike to stop trying to summon me. He keeps trying to use displacement magic on me, and I've already told him I'm not responding to his DMs. Bye, you sexy little pink skin.